Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh,
mother, woo! KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
What an amazing day number one for the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour.
Absolutely incredible, Chet.
And it's so funny. It's so funny, different people's perceptions of when you do things. So with respect, we have teamed up with Vegas Pet Rescue Project. And obviously we are, as a show, and I want to set something clear. Thank you to Fox 5 for all of the love.
Sure.
For all of the love. But they were like, yeah, Chet Buchanan's doing this. It was, swear to God, I even looked when they showed the report.
Uh-huh.
I looked to see if I was wearing a cape. Because it was like, really, guys?
Okay.
No, and so I'll finish the thought. And then please. Just because it's like the quarterback of a football team. You get too much credit and sometimes maybe too much blame. In this case, too much credit. Thank you. Much love. But we were all there as a team. And thank you to everybody who showed up. Dude, there were people waiting
before we even got there.
There were a lot of people that were, I was like, hi, who are you with your hands all over our stuff? I didn't know who, so Vegas Pet Rescue Project, much love. Now on the other side, Channel 13 had no idea we were even there. Chose to avoid the fact that we were there and it was a Vegas Pet Rescue Project thing.
Sure.
Much love. That's awesome. That's great, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for the coverage. We appreciate you. I haven't seen Channel 8 yet.
We love a humble king, but I would like to say this.
King, you know,
this
you
is
hear
my.
That, huh? You hear that, dude?
Adrian loves it. He knows the reference.
Keep that clip.
I just have to say, being only a couple months in, you know, we talk so much about Toy Drive. We're 100 days away now. So to sort of watch you spearhead this Justice for Reba this past month has been like amazing. Very exciting for me too. I just think it's incredible all that you do for the community. You always have, obviously. And to see the people that waited to meet you, to thank you,
Vegas Pet,
but also you've been doing this for a very long time and sort of just like looking kind of like outside looking in. It's amazing how many people showed up, Chet, that really listened, that got shirts, that put up flyers, that were willing to go and put tape and do all of these things to help Reba. Justice for Reba was everywhere. I mean, it rocked yesterday. It was such a great feeling.
It's day number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just day one.
Yeah. It was awesome.
And for the record, I super love that this is, because you're coming into it with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
You're coming into all this stuff with fresh eyes. And I'm jaded and crusty.
Yeah.
And while I am eternally optimistic, as you know, but I'm also a bit jaded and crusty. So I'm like, yeah, okay, great. It was fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, for my first experience really getting like, down and dirty with the community, it was awesome.
Michaela is very, very angry that there was not a reception line. That this music was not playing as I walked in this morning. Michaela believed that the staff should be lining the sidewalk, rose petals.
I do.
You know what I mean?
And if you see rose petals tomorrow, you'll know why.
Well, that'll be for you because I have to host Mrs. America today, so I will not be at stop number two of the world tour, but I'll be at all the rest.
That's right. How many years have you been hosting Mrs. America now? A few years.
10, 15, I don't know.
Yeah.
A long time. Long enough that I can't remember when the first one was.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. What's the thing you're most excited about?
Oh, getting through it.
I understand.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that you can't control. So I try my very best to control everything that I can and just be ready for the stuff that I cannot. For example, there are multiple transition periods. There's an opening number, which goes into swimsuit, which goes into evening gown, which goes into top 15 for both, which goes into top six, then top three, question, on stage, question. Mm-hmm. Then you crown. And that's pretty much basically it. And then there's some entertainment interspersed and all of that to kind of help you kill time. While they're making changes from opening number costume to costume parade, which these big, elaborate, amazing costumes.
Love them.
Then from that to swimsuit to evening gown. And inevitably, we'll be like, okay, are we ready to go? Nope, we only have 38 women here. Well, crap, because there's supposed to be 50. You know what I mean? Because you got 50. But only 38 of them are ready. And then at some point, you've got to go, we're going to go without you. But meanwhile, guess who's up there on stage tap dancing and killing time? Literally.
Yeah.
So I've kind of got some shtick ready and some, you know, and there's little tricks to the trade.
Yeah, of course.
Of doing it. Not like when we were one year doing Miss Universe at Planet Hollywood during monsoon season, and we had a leak in the roof. And instead of taking an intermission, they had me go up on stage and fake it for 45 minutes.
What does that mean?
I had to go up there. Hey, here's what's going on. Here's what's coming up next. We'll show you a video.
No.
You know, they'd be like, okay. And they'd be in my ear. Okay, we've got a video. Okay, sweet. Hey, take a look at this. Whew. How long is this? 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. And I'm telling you, when you're on stage for 5 minutes, it is the longest five minutes, let alone horrible. 45 minutes. That's awful.
I was there the night that Steve Harvey botched it.
Oh, yeah. The famous
where he read, I forget what it was, Venezuela instead of the Philippines, uh-huh. Philippines instead of Venezuela. And I was literally walking out because I wanted to beat everybody to valet. And I was walking out, and then I just happened to look at a monitor, and they were showing the wrong crowd shot. I knew who was who in there.
Yeah.
They were showing the wrong crowd shot as Steve is announcing what he thought was the winner, and it was not.
Right.
And I went, uh-oh. And I literally turned around and came back. Because I was like the warm-up guy. I was the guy who would go on. Yeah. I would go on stage when they were in commercial. And, you know, and try and be funny and keep everybody engaged and fired up.
Yeah, of course.
And so I went, uh-oh, I'm going to be needed. And at one point, they were going to shove me out on stage to explain what happened with Steve. And then finally the producer went, no, this is on me.
Oh, my God. I know that was such a crazy situation. Well, I've got good news for you, Chet.
What?
And Adrian and our listeners. Mercury is officially out of retrograde. So everything should go very smoothly for you today, Chet. Don't worry.
Well, thank God.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, big for y'all today. We're going Beetlejuice passes.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about this movie.
The advanced screening at Town Square 18 on Tuesday, September 3rd, coming out of Labor Day weekend. Beetlejuice is back. Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, the whole thing. Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, the OG stars. Jenna Ortega and Willem Dafoe jump in. The whole thing. It's going to be insane.
Celeb cast.
Would you like to go? They were kind of, I don't even know where this came from. And God bless y'all, because then when you start trusting us like this, where you're just where you're going, I don't know who else to complain to. I'm going to tell my friends. Jordan,
yeah,
says, don't you think stores should not be allowing organizations to solicit money as you walk in the store?
Oh.
I do see both sides of this. Places like Sam's Club and various grocery stores must always say yes. I can't imagine who they're saying no to, if anybody.
Yeah.
The minute you walk toward the door, you're besieged by these cute kids with a donation can collecting stuff like Girl Scouts, Little League uniforms, gymnastics camp, you name it. Two little boys hit me up last weekend going in and coming out. Food shopping is painful enough as it is. I don't need the guilt trip.
I hear this so deeply.
One more line. Don't you think these organizations need to find a better way to raise money? Michaela Gord.
It's tough because I hate to say no because you kind of feel terrible about it.
I want to get into it in a minute. Don't spill yet.
But that's all I'll say.
You're supposed to wait until they call first.
Okay, that's it. I'm passionate about this.
Hang on. I'm looking at the script. See, there's paper, so there must be a script. Yeah, because you can tell this show's scripted. Yeah, 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 first for you. Tickets to Beetlejuice. See it before anybody else and for free. What could be better than that?
Yeah.
Call us right now. Michaela can't. I'm literally, I'm stalling because Michaela can't even hardly. Face. She can't hold it.
Something's got a hold on me.
Joe. With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things. On 98.5 KLUC.
Once again, the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour hits Green Valley today. The Terribles at Stephanie and Paseo Verde from 11 to 1. Justice for Reba shirts, Justice for Reba flyers. And by the way, if you need tape, take two, maybe even three. There's a lot of tape.
There's so much tape.
So it's funny, Vegas Pet Rescue Project said that they needed tape. You know, they say, hey, that's the one thing we're kind of worried about is tape. We got flyers. We got shirts. It's cool. People went, whoop.
Yeah. It's the one thing they could provide, and they did.
They have like seven cases of tape. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. On the first pick this morning, who is our contestant, sir?
We have Vanessa Goguinez, who's by the Palms.
Understood. Vanessa, Jordan is frustrated. Jordan's frustrated by the kids that set up their tables outside the stores, and they, you know, and they're trying to sell you stuff, and they got to raise money. But my God, how do you? I'm with you, Michaela, and I know where you're going on this. It's tough to walk by them and say no.
Sure is.
But to Jordan's point, food shopping is painful enough as it is, and I don't need the guilt trip. So, yeah, Vanessa, your thoughts.
I usually just tell them I don't have cash and I'm so sorry, or I will give them a dollar or two. If they're asking for a specific amount, I just tell them this is what I can help you with and I'm so sorry.
Vanessa, you're so right, but they're getting so good. They now give me a QR code so I can Venmo them. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do now?
Or if they go, that's okay, we've got Square.
Yeah. They've got options for us now.
Yes.
Would you be in favor? We did say your last name. That's all right. Sorry, you're going to have to do this in public. Would you be in favor? Would you be in favor of a presidential candidate that came out and said we're going to ban all kids from selling stuff in front of grocery stores? I'm just kidding. but would you be? How would you feel about that?
I'd probably be the one to sign it, to be honest.
Yeah, and let me tell you.
I'd be in favor.
And let me tell you what else I just learned. You don't have kids, do you?
I do not.
Right, and I understand that. I understand that's easy for all of us. Yeah, let's go with the guy with the 5-year old.
Yeah, it's the dad.
No, I hate it. I get frustrated. I want one time where I can walk into a grocery store without being bothered.
Until your kid needs soccer uniforms.
I hear you.
No,
you're 100% right.
You're getting no argument from me on either side, really. And I say you have to take a side. You can't be wishy-washy. So here's the thing. Yeah, okay, now here's the other question. So if you can't sell stuff in front of a grocery store, then what should they do?
School.
I feel like they used to go door to door. Like, I used to, in my neighborhood, go door to door. I don't know if that's, like, a safety thing now. Yeah, like, it's too dangerous.
It's a lost art.
And honestly, I don't want that either. I don't want your kid coming up to my door.
Knocking for money.
True.
I was really good at it. I really was. I was good. I was the Riz King.
Yeah.
I sold those candy bars.
Woo!
I sold those candy bars.
What kind of candy bars?
Chocolate. Well, you're familiar. You played soccer. You sold them.
Yeah.
Don't act like you didn't do it. Hey, Vanessa.
The America's Finest. Those are the best.
That's it. And by the way,
I was in choir. I had to sell those.
Listen, what is this? August, almost September now, right? Back in the spring, Corner Office JB was selling chocolate bars for something for his kids. Were you here yet?
Yep, and I sure bought them. I had
right
a $5 bill.
So that was April.
That's right. That's right. And they were really good chocolate bars, actually.
To try and help my buddy out, not because he's our boss. I was not sucking up.
No,
I was not sucking up. I was trying to help my buddy out. Do you know we still have 4 of those freaking candy bars left in the drawer?
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, wait, sing it again.
Good feeling stories of the jet.
I'm really glad. I made her laugh when I did that one time, and now I understand it. I get it.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
All right, are you a National Parks girl? Some people search it out. You know what I mean? They go,
I'm
going to go visit all of the national park. I'm the guy that I'm driving down the road and it goes, oh, you're entering national park. And I go, oh, that's nice.
Same.
I'm really glad we have them.
Yeah.
And I love them. I think it's important. America's national parks just got their biggest single donation ever. How big do you think that is?
$100,000.
$100 million.
How's this?
From the Lilly Endowment, one of the world's largest private charity foundations, the National Park Foundation plans to announce where the first round of money is going later on this year. But I have an idea. Can we use part of that money to outfit anybody who's going to go into a national park with either buffalo or elk or bears? Can we outfit the people, not the animals, the people, with shock collars? So if they try to go take a selfie with the freaking animal, that's the best way to spend the $100 million.
Let's campaign that.
Yeah, you leave it to me. I'll tell you how to spend your money. I got you. Employees saved a kitten from a car wash in Southwest Ohio last week. They found little orange and white tabby in the turbo blasters section of the wash.
No.
Drenched, as you might imagine. A little shaken up.
Yeah.
He's fine. They think that he might have been hiding up inside somebody's car, and then the whoosh of the water.
Oh, no, woke him up.
Literally flushed him out. Oh. He was awake. That car was moving to get there, obviously. And then, so an employee brought him into the office, dried him off, took him to the Humane Society where they named him. You already know the answer to this. Turbo Rinse. That is your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Lindsay Pinnefell with Vegas Pet Rescue Project. What a day yesterday.
Hey, for real. So amazing.
It was awesome.
Day number one of the Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Reba World Tour, a smash success in Centennial Hills. Excited for day number two. We'll be in Green Valley today from 11 to 1 with at Stephanie and Paseo Verde. With more tape than we'll ever know what to do.
It's true.
And still a lot of flyers. By the way, who's laughing at 10,000 flyers now? Not us.
Not us.
Nope.
Who's laughing? Who's laughing with Lindsay doubling down on Justice for Reba shirts? We're like, oh, God. We were hoping to get rid of all of them in day one. Yeah. And we would have. But Lindsay doubled down, so we have shirts for day two.
That's right. Lindsay knows her business.
It's really great. Lindsay, if you could change anything or give advice to anyone going into day number two, what would that advice be? And the answer could be, I wouldn't change a thing. That's a perfectly good answer as well.
So, one, I wouldn't change a thing. Two is more people.
You're so,
more of you.
You're so greedy, and I love it. I love it because we're greedy like that, too.
I want to meet them all.
We're greedy like that, too. Come and meet the famous Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project and assorted other politicians that will try and glom on to the cause so that they can get elected in the fall.
True.
Come on out. Come on out. Get your Justice for Reba shirt. And seriously, as much tape as you need to do. Well, you know what I love, too? People were sending pictures of their posters.
Oh, it was amazing.
And posters that they were seeing hung up all over town just already in that little bit of time.
Sure, even on people's cars.
So, also, I understand the panic that there is. Oh, I missed it yesterday. I really wanted one. Well, again, 11 to 1 today. Stephanie and Paseo Verde at the Terribles. You can also, if you need to, you can swing by. We're on from 6 to 10. So if you want to come by here, pull into the back, 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. Call Adrian at 702-364-9898. Mm-hmm. We'll run shirts out to you. We have no problem with that if you want to stop by in the morning. So there's ways to make these things work. So day number two, world tour, ready to go. Hands in, everybody.
We're ready.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to tell, is there?
We're ready to work.
Okay. Nice job yesterday, Lenz. Seriously. Yeah. And all the people with Vegas Pet Rescue Project are just delightful.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Just love them all.
We are excited for day two.
All right, then. Right. We'll see you there. Are you showing up today?
Right.
Are you today?
I will be there.
She's there today.
I will be there.
We lose her for the rest of the week.
I hear that.
Just no Carson.
Oh, then I can't go.
We're not going there.
No, never mind.
Carson's her 3-year-old nephew. You'll see him on social media.
Oh, he's darling.
Great. He's great. My shoulder will never recover from carrying him. He's the biggest 3-year-old ever in the history of 3-year-olds. And I think I tore my rotator cuff throwing him around yesterday.
Listen, he said all day yesterday, justice for the Reba.
For the Reba.
Reba. It was so cute. And I think people listened.
Yeah, for real.
Baby boy.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. We'll see you in a bit.
All right. See you in a bit.
Bye, girl.
Justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
It's the rallying cry. Day two of the Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Reba World Tour, Green Valley. We're coming to your city.
Hey! Sounded good.
I know the vibe. I know what you're doing.
Little game day.
This weekend, baby. We're back. We're back.
Who are they? Not Brooks and Dunn. Who are
the other guys? Coming to your city.
Big Rich.
Uh-huh.
Kenny.
Uh-huh.
What? Kenny. What's
the state Alabama line, whatever they're called.
Oh, sure.
Chessie?
That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
All right, listen. We'll have two new contestants today for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Steven Sant. You know what? I'm switching this up. Future and Metro Boomin tickets today.
Yeah,
Future, cool. Future and Metro Boomin today. Somebody's going to win them coming up in just a minute.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Seems like there might have been a little problem with Michaela's own. Is he giving you a hard time, Adrian?
It's a location problem sometimes. It's a big city, so sometimes people don't.
Brother, we can work it all out on this end, too.
Exactly.
We can figure it out. So who's contestant number one?
Number one, we got Jada Brown. She knows. She's at Boca Park.
Yeah, great. You're good. Hi, Jada. You're good. We know you're from Boca Park. You're good.
Hi. In my defense, I just moved here like a couple of years
ago. No, you did great.
I do love that she said a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
No,
you're fine. Who's the other one here?
And then we got David Caputo.
Yeah, let's talk to David.
Who's near Summerlin, Summerlin.
Okay, what are your cross streets? I'll tell you where you live. What are your cross streets?
Vegas and Buffalo.
Me?
Yeah, that's OG Summerlin. No, we're talking to someone else, Jada.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you hear the other voice? Do you hear David?
You said David. Yeah, Durango Tejera.
No, I don't care. Sahara and Durango. Oh, is that Boca Park? Sahara and Durango is not Boca Park.
It's close,
no,
right?
No, that's lakes, if anything.
I feel like if the Target that's in Boca Park is like the closest one where you live, you can claim Boca Park.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, no, overrule.
No,
I'm going to overrule that. No. And I'm not even sure if that's accurate, but I can't think of where there's another Target. So you may have.
Rainbow and like near the Sam's Club. Yeah, that's farther down.
Is that your superpower? Is that you know where every Target is?
Shout out to my baby mama. I've been sent to all of them to pick something up.
No, it's like, here's the great. And you think I'm mocking? I'm totally not. Somebody goes, hey, anybody know where the nearest Target is? Adrian knows.
He knows.
Adrian knows.
Rainbow or yeah. So
I can't call that. I can't call Sahara and Durango. I'm gonna call her the Lakes. We don't have the Lakes on the board yet anyway, so I'm gonna call her the Lakes.
Now let's give it to Jada.
There we go.
Yeah, we're going with that. So and then you're OG Summerlin. What did you say, David? What did you say where you were?
Vegas and Buffalo.
Okay, are we? Jada, are we going to have a David Jada problem here with you? Is that?
I'm not hearing anybody else.
Let me investigate. No, she's not hearing you, and she will now. All right, good. Everybody ready? You guys know how to play the game? Buzz in with your name. First one to three wins, and the rest of it, you'll figure it out. Your quiz master is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This pop icon sadly lost both her mother and sister on the same day this past weekend. What's her name?
See, if you guys take too long and you don't answer at all, then I get to answer. And if I get three, nobody gets nothing. You're looking for Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Mariah Carey.
I know, son.
One for me. Nothing for yous, guys.
This hotel shut down months ago, but it's finally set to implode in October, followed by a fireworks show. What's the name of this hotel?
Mirage.
You got to buzz in with your name. Clowns.
Mirage.
Okay, and then I call on you, and then you answer.
I've never done this before.
Obviously.
Sorry. Neither have I. Did you hear me?
Guys, it's 7 a.m. Give us a break.
I know. I hear you guys. Don't worry.
Oh, don't stand up for them. Look at this.
Don't you worry, you guys. Oh, I've got your back.
Mama will take care of you.
Yeah, don't worry, Jada and
don't
David.
Don't listen to Daddy. He's mean.
Love you too, girl. Don't worry.
He's mean. Don't listen to Daddy.
Chetty,
your mama
boy.
Will hug you.
Yeah. That's right. But also,
yeah, sure. We can just go ahead and just make this game chaos if you wanted to.
Well, they both answered.
Yeah, and by the way, you're both wrong. That's what's
not.
Oh, can I have another chance? Can I have another chance?
No. The answer is
wait.
No, Jada. Here's how the game works, and it's not the way you're doing it. So, just slow down there, Chief. The answer is Tropicana, and. Yeah,
yes.
And now I've got two. And somehow it seems fitting that maybe the prizes go elsewhere today. I don't know. No, okay, now listen. And you need to explain that. I know you were spending time trying to figure out where David lived. So, guys, you can buzz in whenever you want with your name. Wait until somebody calls on you because you don't know if the other one's going to answer and you don't want to give away the answer. Really, that's it. And you can answer before she finishes the question.
Yes.
That also has been...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Are we all ready now? Because you're both down 2-0 on the verge of losing.
This radio host turned talk show host has finally resurfaced in a rare New York sighting, and people are asking, how you doing?
Oh, goodness. You better get it. Yeah, good. This is how it should be.
Shut up, dummy.
The answer is Wendy Williams, and for the first time in a long time, I'm the winner. You guys are really good though.
Yeah,
I like you guys. No, you don't. You just, you know, like Jada said, it's 7 in the morning. It's hard.
Hey, guys, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm from Summerlin or Boca Park or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jada doesn't know where she is. We're not sure if David's wearing pants. It's all good. It's all good.
No problem.
It was an honest try.
could not agree more. It was a fantastic effort. And we love you both deeply, but you gotta go. Bye. Bye, Jada.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, David.
Good job, Chet.
Somehow that seems fitting. I'm just saying. So here's what happens now. You don't even have to answer any questions. You just have to call 702-364-9898. Caller number 20. caller number 25 gets the Future and Metro Boomin tickets right now.
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
You were so deep in thought. What were you thinking about? How that was the weirdest 10 minutes of radio that we've had since we've been together?
Yes, and also that I wanted to make sure I got the Justice for Reba shirts for today at the Terribles from 11 to 1 out of your truck. That's what I was thinking about in my head.
Huh. Good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thanks. Trying to be on top of things.
It's kind of like going over the grocery list in your head.
Did you see that?
Yeah, no. I do that all the time. I do that all the time. Be doing one thing and then going, yeah, you know, later on today. Oh, that's not the one. Later on today. Do we need toilet paper or do we still have some in the hall closet?
Literally how I felt.
Right? Like, seriously, Emily, what else are you thinking of right now? Right at this minute. What else are you thinking of besides, holy crap, I just lucked into Future and Metro Boomin tickets. Because
I could really use a coffee.
Bingo.
Yeah.
See? God, you know?
We get it, girl.
After I get done with this, after I get done collecting my tickets, I gotta go get me a, you know, maybe I should get a PSL. I heard PSLs are back. Should go get it.
Yeah.
I can't even collect the coffee. I'm like right outside of work.
Do we need to have one Postmates? Do we need to send one over?
Oh, that would be great.
Oh.
Adrian, get the information. We'll send her a coffee.
Cute.
Get your order. Give your order to Adrian, and we'll send a coffee to you.
Amazing.
Okay? We'll post.
Thank you.
So you've got Future and Metro Boomin tickets. What's your drink of choice?
Anything with coffee. I like to try different types of coffee. So
don't you
guys have a recommendation?
Oh, well, do you just have crappy coffee at work?
Well, I'm a caregiver, so it's whatever is like clients have.
That seems sketch. I got to be honest. That seems sketchy. And also seems, do we really want a strange person showing up with coffee for you at someone's house while you're bathing them?
Sure.
You know, or whatever it is that you're going to be, I assume morning activities, that's part of it.
Yeah.
So
maybe a gift card.
So, okay, maybe we do the Future and Metro Boomin tickets. Maybe we skip the coffee being delivered to a strange person's house that you, maybe we think it all the way through.
That sounds good.
Something that seems unethical. Yeah. All right, great. Hang on a second. What the hell is going on? What is happening right now?
I'm loving that just happened.
Best show ever.
Agreed.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I literally couldn't have loved that more. You're like, oh, do they not have good coffee at work? Well, I'm a caregiver.
Yeah.
I love you so much, Jay.
So you're going into a sick old person's house. Have you ever when your grandma was getting on, you know?
Yeah, my papa and my grandma.
But did you have caregivers come into the house?
Yes, I did.
Did you have good ones? Did you have good ones?
Yeah, they were really good, actually.
We had a good, every time we'd get a good one when my dad was heading downhill and then his wife towards the, we'd have a good one. And then we'd have the lady who had a creepy like doll head that she was practicing doing eyebrow threading on because that's what she really wanted to do. And it was like, you know, my stepmother is laying in the other room and she'd really like to go to the bathroom. Maybe you put that down and go help her. And she was like, ah. It was like, that's literally the job. That's literally why you're here.
I don't even have any words. My mouth is down to the floor. She was practicing on a doll eyebrow threading.
Creepy, creepy doll. What? It was, we all know. Imagine. Anybody, however you're imagining it, if you don't have any experience with it, it's way creepier than that.
Yeah.
It's way, because you think at some point that they're looking at the doll thinking how they can kill you. So,
you know, with the floss that they use.
Especially when I've reminded her that maybe she should, you know, and she was just angry. And then one night she puts my stepmother to bed.
Yeah.
Right? And then has her husband come over to watch a movie.
No, goodbye, Chad. I'm not listening to the rest of the story.
Yeah, it's probably. So there are good ones and there are not the great. Then there are not so good ones.
What?
They're not so good ones. I have no doubt that Emily. Hang on, where is she? You would never do that, would you, Emily?
No.
Of course.
Goodbye. I would have fired that person already.
Well.
As soon as she came with the other doll.
Yeah, that happened. that happened.
Her and her husband.
That happened. 170. Hopefully we can right the ship here. And the 177 second survey is coming up. As promised, 4 tickets to the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party at Orleans Arena Sunday, September 8th. That's not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Can't believe
September
that.
Already. Can you believe it? Somebody is also going to get upgraded to the backstage VIP experience and get the swag bundle and all of that kind of stuff. All of that coming.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
It's going to be Christy C. from Central Vegas.
Because you don't want to say Carrillo?
I was doing some producing things.
And you want me to say Carrillo? Are we not supposed to say Carrillo? Were you trying to hide your identity?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Just kind of a hard one.
Shoot. No, man. I'm a professional. Don't you worry about me. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You need to worry about yourself because your 177-second survey starts now. No, you don't have to worry about a thing. Have you heard of Venmo, Mom?
Yes.
You have? Venmo?
Well, I've heard of Venmo, and I'm a mom.
You know what? I cannot argue with that logic. I cannot. Venmo Mom has gone viral because basically, well, I'll let her tell you the story.
I don't know about anyone else out there, but Meet the Teacher is super stressful. I do not want to be involved at all. I will make sure my kids do their homework, get to school on time. I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. And I start getting real stressed when they start asking for volunteers. I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand, but I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. But I successfully avoided all of that today. I even told one of the coaches that I am a Venmo mom.
Thumbs up or thumbs down to being Venmo mom?
I say thumbs up.
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get it. They want you to. Some people don't want to be actively involved.
Yeah.
No, but I want to help make it happen. So I agree.
Sure. But forget it. I don't want to be the one bringing juice boxes.
Sure.
You know what? And hanging out and wipe. What? I don't know what you have to do when you're the PTA mom or the team mom or the.
It's a lot of work, honestly. Yeah. Watching my sister-in-law, she quit a couple of years ago. She said she's probably a Venmo mom now.
By the way, other people, and you know the other moms. Christy, you know who we're talking about. The other moms who are happy to go to every game, set up their little tent, bring all the snacks, make signs. It's just not for everybody, right?
No, it's not. Yeah. I'll totally send the, I'll send the candy, I'll send the money, I'll send, but I'm a single mom, so I get it.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. Hey, a buddy of ours missed his girlfriend's birthday. Hang on, I'm trying to find his email really, really quick. But the long and the short of it is, he missed his girlfriend's email, or he missed his girlfriend's birthday. And he doesn't know whether he should just let it jellyfish, you know what I mean, where it just kind of fades into the darkness, or whether he needs to go back and do something about it. I feel like I'm missing a step here, but you get the gist of it.
Like he forgot to even text her or didn't go to a party.
You're going to make me find this. And it might not have been his girlfriend. That's what I'm worried about. No, not that one. Oh, there it is.
Well, this is what I do.
Wait. He forgot his sister's birthday last week. It's been 4 days. He wants to know, should he acknowledge it and apologize to her? It's his sister's birthday. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge it and apologize, or just move on and pretend it never happened?
I get a belated birthday card with a shopping card in there.
Yeah, with a Target card. And Adrian's number. I don't know if you heard. Yeah. Adrian knows where every Target is.
He can locate
it. Adrian knows where the Target that's closest to you is. That's his superpower. Michaela.
Belated.
Do you just blow it off? Do you just blow it off and move on?
If my brother forgot my birthday and then just didn't acknowledge it at all.
Ever?
Or really close, I would be so mad at Sam. Oh, yeah. I don't need a gift, but like, I'm your sister. Just say happy birthday, dude.
Adrian?
Yeah, definitely give him a belated birthday card.
Yeah.
I'm with a belated.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. Ordinarily, you know me. I'm a move on. I'm like, take the L and move on.
Totally.
But in this case, taking the L involves you admitting that you suck as a human being.
Yeah.
No, you know? I forget everyone's birthday, but I have a system.
Right. Yeah.
I tell people I buy things when I'm shopping that randomly scream out your name. Like, hey, this seems like for my coworker. This looks like my sister would need it. I feel like a vehicle to get those things to those people. Like it was meant to be. But I tell them, but don't expect me to remember your birthday.
I will tell you this.
Just give you a random gift.
Sure. No, that makes all the sense in the world. It's also why a lot of people have the re-gifting closet.
Sure.
Where people give you that, you know, different stuff. Somebody gave me a monthly planner the other day. It's beautiful.
I love that.
It's a 2024. Do you want it? Because I'll give it to you. Is it your birthday?
No, look, I have one.
Well, I'll give you another one that's half that size, and it's gorgeous.
All right.
Fine.
Thank you.
Problem solved. You know how I also, I'll tell you this about birthdays. Huh. It's literally the only reason I have Facebook.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Christy has 4 tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party at Orleans Arena Sunday, September 8th. She also has a 1 in 5 shot. Because that's literally, when you think about it, we're doing tickets all week.
Yeah.
And then 1 out of the 5 is going to get chosen.
Grand prize.
To go backstage and get the merch bundle and the VIP stuff and all that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Day number 2. The Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Reba World Tour. It's Green Valley today from 11 to 1. Man, and again, thank you to everybody who showed up at Terrible's in Centennial Hills yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you. It was surprising. It really was.
Yeah.
You guys showed up in a way that I didn't see coming. And all of the most of the TV stations in town covered it in one form or another. One gave us a whole ton of credit, specifically me, a whole ton of credit.
Yeah.
Another one, to their knowledge, we were not even there, and you know, but they covered, you know, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we're looking for justice for Reba, and we're looking for somebody to turn over. Yeah, snitch, I'll say it. Great.
Yeah, please do.
You know what? You do that to a dog, you deserve to get snitched on.
And
I think all bets are off. All rules are off.
I feel like that's what everybody kept saying. Also, if you see posters, flyers around, so many are posting, please tag us at 985KLUC because it's so great to see all of the awareness being brought to it. And the listeners, they really do. If nothing else, the dog people have come out and are like, this cannot happen again. This has set such a good precedent for if you mess around, you're going to, it's going to be acknowledged.
There's a $50,000 reward for the arrest and conviction. For the information that leads to, you know, arrest and conviction of the person who did that to Reba. And so what we just thought was, first of all, we didn't want the story to go away because it's been about a month.
Yeah.
We didn't want the story to go away. And also, well, we didn't want the story to go away. I don't remember. There was a part two to that, and I'm not sure what it was.
Sure.
Because we just don't want the story to go away. Yeah. I kind of started drifting off into Reba land in my head.
Yeah.
But we have more shirts and more. They printed up 10,000 posters. We kind of laughed at that. 10,000 seems like a good number now.
Uh-huh.
It seems because we got through a lot of them. There's more tape than we'll ever know what to do with. So come and get some tape. Take all the tape. There were people like, oh, I don't want to take your tape. I was like, can you see?
Boxes.
All of the tape that we have.
I think there's one unopened box still.
Oh, at least, no.
At least.
What? You only saw one.
Yeah.
No, there's lots.
That's great.
So posters, flyers, shirts, all of that today from 11 to 1 at the Terribles. At Stephanie and Paseo Verde. And we will see you there. Then also get ready if there's anything left. We've got the Terribles at East Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard targeted for Thursday. But we'll see how today goes.
Yep.
Okay, so stay here. Follow us on social. We'll keep you updated with everything that's going on. And we would love to see you there today. Relationship rehab.
Talk to me.
Sarah with no H. Sarah says, all this talk about lying this week.
Ooh.
Well, because there was, you got to tell them.
Yeah.
Well, do you always got to tell them? You know?
Yeah.
There was one on.
Oh, the sisters.
Yeah, Monday. Monday was the, she was an influencer that, well, so to speak. But she's got a bit of a following, and she was saying how she lost weight through diet and exercise.
Right.
And her sister's like, nuh-uh, you take Ozempic. You should tell people that. So that was, it was, and a lot of people, like Michaela, focused on the fact that she was not telling the truth.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday's relationship rehab
was she didn't find the guy physically attractive, but he was an incredible man, and he was about to propose because she found a ring in his car. And the question was, do you stick with that man even though you're not physically attracted to him?
And so it was interesting that there were people who spun that into the idea of, well, she's kind of lying to him.
Yeah.
But
we got a lot of don't marries.
So that's what got, so Sarah got fired up. All this talk about lying this week made my husband and I think of this dumb thing that happened. A couple that we know started spicing up their marriage by sexting.
Love that for them.
We were out the other night, and the wife admitted to her husband that when she was sexting him at work, claiming to be on the back deck in her underoos, that she was really in her sweats watching Judge Judy. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed and devastated. Sarah says she shouldn't have told him, but a couple of glasses of wine and people think they're being funny when they're really just being mean. So I just want to know, says Sarah, isn't that an okay lie to tell? Maybe she felt stupid doing it or whatever, but what's done is done. Oh, I get it. Maybe she felt stupid with the sexting and then
right.
It had come up. And so she was trying to cover her own self. But she's like, but what's done is done. It seems that there is a group of people that think that she would have to tell him the truth. In this case, there would have been less damage done by not saying anything. This seems silly to me that you should have to tell the truth about absolutely everything. Sarah ends it. Love you guys. Save me a Justice for Reba shirt. Sarah, done. I'm emailing you back right now to find out your size and your color.
Cute.
The question being, so this goes to, so everybody, and honestly, the people I want to hear from, me personally, I want to hear from first, are the ones that go, yep, you got to tell the truth in everything at all times. And there are those, not yet. There are those. Not yet. Quick draw.
Okay.
Quick draw over there. I could see it on your lips. There are people, in fact, your predecessor, that believed if you didn't tell stuff, we called it the lie of omission.
Sure.
The lie. I had a sound effect. I don't remember what it was, but it was the lie of omission.
Yeah.
If you don't tell, that's a lie too. So is it so bad that they've been getting enjoyment out of this? Is it so bad that he didn't know that she wasn't really on the deck in her underwear? 702-364-9898. Y'all know who this Steven Sanchez guy is? He's got a song right now called Until I Found You. Going to be at the Pearl at the Palms. You're like, oh my God, I love him.
Yeah.
He's going to be at the Pearl at the Palms on September 10th. That's a Tuesday night. Would you like tickets for free to go to rekindle your romance with or without sexting? Whatever you guys do. It doesn't matter to me. You can do it just to be home. Oh, that's it. Yeah, if you'd like to go, 702-364-9898. Call in number 25 right now.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh my God!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this one every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, relationship rehab's interesting today. Just in that, Sarah, is there like a... All this talk about telling the truth and when you got to tell the truth and when you should you lie to your partner? No. But do you always have to be so brutally honest?
Mm.
The long and the short of it is there was some wine being drunk, you know, and there for Sarah's friend, somehow it came up that they'd been sexting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she thought it was funny to go, yeah, you know, all those times that I tell you I'm out on the deck in my underwear. I'm really in my sweats watching Judge Judy. Everybody had a great laugh over it, but the husband is devastated. Mm. And he, you know, and he's a little embarrassed.
Sure.
Because, and obviously, and you know how this story got told too. You know, let me bring Alex in here. Alex, what up?
Hey.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
I wasn't sure whether you were a boy, Alex, or a girl, Alex. So that's why I said hi, just to check. For the record, you know how we feel about.
We love it.
Yeah.
Boy, girl name.
Androgynous names. So is that an okay lie to tell? Wouldn't it have just been better if she hadn't said anything?
I mean, kind of, but...
Go ahead.
I would say something. I would have done that, too.
You would have told the truth?
Yeah.
At a dinner party? In front of other people?
Yeah, but even though...
I mean, maybe not in front of other people. I probably would have done it a little privately, but I would have joked about it in front of other people.
Here's my question, then. What's the point? I mean, what's the point from the beginning? Why are you sexting to begin with, then? You know what I mean? If you're just going to blow the... If you're just going to blow up the fantasy, mm-hmm. Hey, I was really just on the couch in my sweats, and I just wrote that. I'd be funny. Why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Because that's true. I mean, I guess the point of, like, telling the truth might have been just, like, to joke around, but I don't know. I feel like every girl does that when they are sexting.
I totally hear you. I feel like being with my partner for 10 years, first of all, if you say you're embarrassed, if I've embarrassed my partner, oh my God, I feel awful. Like, that's the number one thing. I would die if I knew that I embarrassed my fiance and would just feel so, I know.
You see how big my eyes are right now?
Because you're very similar to that as well. But also, and I'm a big tell the truth girl about everything, but I agree. Like, what's the point of sexting then if you're just going to blow it anyway and be like, oh, that's what I was really doing? Because you'll never be able to sext again. Your partner will never trust that you were really enjoying it. And I think that, like,
here's a funny question. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean
No, please. Because I'm still thinking too, but I'm still stuck on don't tell the truth.
Here's a funny question. So then, are you telling, Alex, are you telling girl secret right now that that guys, is it now a hard and fast rule that we should never trust you when you say, hey, right now I was thinking about you and I'm on the deck in my underoos. I can't. So are we not to believe you moving forward? Is the proper response, you're lying?
No, I don't know. I feel like it should be trusted sometimes, but I just feel like 9 times out of 10, girls are just like watching TV when they're sexting and like not actually doing anything.
I want to cry right now.
And it's chat shooty. I would love to be on a deck lounging, sexting, okay? But that's not like realistic. Most of the time, you're probably at work, you're busy. You're trying to set up a fantasy. You're trying to set the tone. You probably are watching television. And it probably is Judge Judy, because I hear that. But you're setting up a fantasy.
Then great. I'm on the couch watching Judge Judy. Also, I'm going to want pictures.
Of Judge Judy?
Whatever works. whatever we got to do. If you think that that's the best option right then I'm probably, if that's, and by you, I mean whoever's on the other end. For the record, my wife right now is going, none of this has ever happened. She's like, you need to understand none of this. So yeah, we're not like that. 702, and Alex is going, bro, I just wanted the Steven Sanchez chicken. I didn't know I was going to go through an inquisition.
You're thrilled.
Yeah. So you got him. You got him.
Oh, perfect. That's so awesome.
Good work. You hear that sigh of relief that washed over her right there?
Uh-huh.
Hang on 1 second. Steve, Jessica, Michelle, and Bridget's on the phone. Bridget's always, I don't want to say Bridget's the voice of reason for this show, but Bridget may very well be the voice of reason for this show. Everybody gets on, and we'll get your thoughts. So, yeah, don't you want to keep the fantasy a little bit? Do you have to tell the truth about everything? Come on.
Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Second stop on the Chet Buchanan Show. Justice for Reba World Tour happens today from 11 to 1. The Terribles at Stephanie and Paseo Verde. Get there. Here's what's crazy, too. Everybody got there early. There was folks waiting.
Oh, yeah.
When we got there, and literally from 11 to 11:45, 11:50.
We were hustling.
It was hectic.
Mm-hmm.
It was way hectic. Second hour, not as busy as the first, but steady.
Yeah.
But it was nice because then some folks stuck around and, you know, after the TV cameras were gone and all that kind of stuff. And then people stuck around. We just got to talk.
Yeah, it was
great. Little bit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, then people still just come up and be like, yeah, hey, I'd go. I just have one question for you. What size and what color? Let's go. And they'd be like, what? Are these free?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if you want to donate, great. Do it on the website. We're not trying to collect money today.
No.
We're trying to spread awareness. And beyond that, that is up to you. So once again, Stephanie and Paseo Verde at the Terribles from 11 to 1 today. Stop number 2. On the Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Reba World Tour. Relationship rehab. So she, Sarah's friend, she and her husband had been, you know, having naughty texts going back and forth.
Sure.
And then while they're having a couple of glasses of wine,
she all of a sudden decides to just blurt out in front of everybody, yeah, you know, when I send you that and I tell you I'm on the deck in my underwear or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I'm really in my spot watching Judge Judy. Mm. Yeah. And it hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he said he was embarrassed.
And embarrassed him. And well, that was Sarah's perception of it, was that he seemed to be embarrassed. And she used the term devastated.
Yeah, I would feel like that if my partner blurted that out.
So with all of this talk this week, and it's been an underlying thread the last couple of days on relationship rehab, about where the... And there is a school of thought that you have to tell the truth about everything.
Yeah.
And that if you don't come clean about everything, that it's lying, and lying is bad. Now, I agree, lying is bad, but sometimes... Now, is this Big Steve or just regular Steve?
Regular Steve.
What up, regular Steve? From now on, brother, every time you call, you got to say this is regular
Steve. Big Steve or regular Steve?
Say regular Steve. Well, Big Steve, and it was his birthday the other day. Big Steve has been part of the show for 2 decades.
Yeah,
I just wanted to see, because he's also a very smart one.
Sure.
I trust his opinion. Regular Steve, I have no doubt you know what you're doing. What do you think about this?
Lie to me. Spice it up.
Yep.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep. Spice don't got to tell the truth.
Yeah, good job, regular Steve.
Men love a good story. Make it good.
Well, and again, then do we go to enhancements of certain parts of the body? Do we go lip injections? What needs to be disclosed right away? Aren't you lying at that point? Push-up bra, that's the ultimate lie.
Okay, first of all.
You know I'm telling the truth. I know. Our girl Jessica, which, by the way, thank you for your message the other day. Jessica and her family came to Monday Night Football at Monte Carlo.
I love this story.
A number of years ago.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It was a long time ago. And I was just, like, thinking about it. I was like, every time I listen to you guys, I just remember that. Like, my dad was always like, oh, they're doing Monday Night Football. Let's go. And my dad was always talking to Chet and always, like, you know, having a good time. And I found the pictures. And that was back when I was 13. I'm 22 now. So it's been a long time.
Yes, so it seems weird that I'm talking to you when we're talking about your dad and your family and you being 13.
Oh my God.
It's weird that we're talking about
sexting.
Thank you. Thank you for not making me say
you.
It. So I just want to know how uncomfortable this is for all of us.
How do you feel, Jessica?
Jess.
I feel all right. You know, we're all grown ups, so it don't matter to me.
That's right. Some of us more than others. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
But you're the mature one here. All right. So anyway, do you believe that you have to be on? You have to be honest and come clean about everything.
I do think that honesty is, like, very key in every relationship, because it's, like, at the end of the day, your partner's going to be the one that has your back, and that's not even with just the, like, sexting situation. It's just in any situation. And also, not to mention, like, you don't know maybe why your partner feels some type of way about lying. Some people might feel different than others, but sometimes you don't know what that person's been through, like, past traumas and things that they've been lied to about. So I really don't think that it's, like, something so small needs to be lied about, because at the end of the day, like, I get it, you want to create a fantasy and this and that. It was really on her that she kind of spilled it, like, to, like, tell them what was actually going on. But she could have still been watching the TV, doing whatever, and still sent, like, a spicy pic, or still done something regardless, like, make Judge Judy, like, sensual in whatever way. Like, it's not that big of a deal, and especially if you're that comfortable with your partner, I don't think it should be a big issue. But at the end of the day, it's not something that should really be, like, lied about. Maybe it could be something that could be laughed about. So I think on the guy's part, he's a tripping a little bit, but I mean, it's makes sense.
Okay, sis, I totally hear what you're saying. 100%.
I didn't see that coming, but I'm going to say I'm sorry in advance, Jessica.
No, because I love your response. But back to a point that Chet made, then what is actually the point of sexting? If you're going to tell the truth and be like, hey, by the way, when I told you I was on the deck, I wasn't, then maybe you just throw sexting out altogether, because you are creating a fantasy. That's the point.
That is the basis of fantasy, is it's not based in reality.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know that, but you don't have to disclose, like, I was really in my jammies with my footy socks.
But, like, that's like a case-by-case type of situation where, like, she, like, outed herself. So it's like, you could really, like, no girl's really going to be, like, doing all this extra stuff or whatever. You know, some might, some go all the way. But it's like you said earlier, that it's like, you could be doing whatever. You could be at work. You could be doing whatever. And then, like, still create the fantasy, but like I said, it was sure. Like kind of like on her that she outed herself, because he didn't have to know all that. But it's like, at that point, like, he maybe shouldn't have been like tripping that she was being honest, because it's like, I see that in a relationship, being honest is like nice. Okay. And I don't think it's like the first nor the last that like they're gonna be doing that. But then yeah, he's gonna be thinking like, oh, she's lying to me or something. So yeah, it's yeah. Like you don't want that in a relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Love to the family. All right. See you later.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, because I want to get Bridget in here really quick. Bridget, set us straight.
Team, shut up. Sure. Telling you the truth is true, but it wasn't helpful. It wasn't kind. It wasn't respectful. There was no need for it. And you know what would have been, frankly, sexier than anything they said? Guess what I'm wearing?
Sure.
Guess where?
Sure. Sure.
That way, the only person, he's lying to himself if he makes a story of her on the deck in the whatevers.
But yeah. Hey, word to all the fellas. We're, you know, just to let me give you a little advice right now. If she does say, guess what I'm wearing, don't go, oh, hell, I know you're on the couch watching Judge Judy in your sweats. Don't do that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey, yeah.
You know, every once in a while how there's a story and you go, this shouldn't shock me, but it does.
Every day.
A little bit. Recently, a study found that presenting people with facts after they've already engaged with fake news and made up their own mind doesn't undo the damage.
No.
Especially now in this highly charged political season.
I don't believe it.
People can... That sounds like sarcasm coming from you. People can learn misconceptions pretty easily, it says here, and there's no shortage of that online. Study participants who learned fake information about water were not swayed when presented with real facts. No, I read it online that water isn't wet, or, you know, whatever it was.
Of course.
And they're like, no, really, it's wet.
Oh, my God.
Do your research.
The passion for water. I see it every single day. Facts presented. Nobody cares.
Yeah, this means educators could consider addressing common misconceptions instead of trying to correct misinformation after students have already learned it. So you know what I mean? Like, talk it through.
Yeah.
Try and just get you to make up your own mind. But holy... And by the way, if you're... Can I just say this? If you're posting about politics online, no one likes you. And you're not going to change anybody's mind. It just shows that you can't contain yourself. That's all it is.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Do you cuss out Alexa or Siri or chatbots?
No, but I would if I had to. Is she bothering you, Chet?
They ask people how polite they are when they're talking to AI. Like, do you say please and thank you, or do you just boss Alexa? Alexa! Trent, effing lights.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm a little bossy.
2 in 5 believe that politeness matters when you're talking to Alexa or Siri or in a chat or whatever, because someday our past behavior towards AI will somehow this goes into your permanent record.
Oh, you know what I mean? I swear to God, we're living in a Black Mirror episode. I think this actually was a Black Mirror episode. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Oh, my God.
So it's like, be nice to Alexa now, or she will destroy you later when Skynet takes over and the robots start walking the earth.
Yeah. She's like, I remember that day on June 23rd.
Yeah, when you yelled at me because I didn't turn the lights on right away.
Yeah, and it hurt me.
Here's my thing. In a chat, I'm careful. Only because right about the time that you think you're talking to AI is right about the time that it's a real person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm sorry, dude. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, yeah, 44% say that they're polite, say things like please, thank you, and hello. Another 25%, they're more to the point, but not rude. I'm probably more to the point. I don't feel the need. In fact, it's quite annoying to me when you're at like at a customer service chat.
Yeah.
And they're like, how was your day today? Get out of my business.
I know. We got limited time, babe. Let me pay my phone bill and move on.
Yeah.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, relationship rehab's interesting today, just in that, Sarah, is there like a... All this talk about telling the truth and when you got to tell the truth and when you should you lie to your partner? No. But do you always have to be so brutally honest?
Mm.
The long and the short of it is there was some wine being drunk, you know, and there for Sarah's friend, somehow it came up that they'd been sexting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she thought it was funny to go, yeah, you know, all those times that I tell you I'm out on the deck in my underwear. I'm really in my sweats watching Judge Judy. Everybody had a great laugh over it, but the husband is devastated. Mm. And he's a little embarrassed.
Sure.
Because, and obviously, and you know how this story got told too. You know, let me bring Alex in here. Alex, what up?
Hey.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
I wasn't sure whether you were a boy, Alex, or a girl, Alex. So that's why I said hi, just to check. For the record, you know how we feel about.
We love it.
Yeah.
Boy, girl name.
Androgynous names. So is that an okay lie to tell? Wouldn't it have just been better if she hadn't said anything?
I mean, kind of, but...
Go ahead.
I would say something. I would have done that, too.
You would have told the truth?
Yeah.
At a dinner party? In front of other people?
Yeah, but even though...
I mean, maybe not in front of other people. I probably would have done it a little privately, but I would have joked about it in front of other people.
Here's my question, then. What's the point? I mean, what's the point from the beginning? Why are you sexting to begin with, then? You know what I mean? If you're just going to blow up the fantasy, mm-hmm.
Hey, I was really just on the couch in my sweats, and I just wrote that. I'd be funny.
Why would you? Why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Because that's true. I mean, I guess the point of like telling the truth might have been just like to joke around, but I don't know. I feel like every girl does that when they are sexting.
I totally hear you. I feel like being with my partner for 10 years, first of all, if you say you're embarrassed, if I've embarrassed my partner, oh my God, I feel awful. Like that's the number one horrible thing. I would die if I knew that I embarrassed my fiance and would just feel so, I know. Chet,
you see how big my eyes are right now?
Because you're very similar to that as well. But also, and I'm a big tell the truth girl about everything, but I agree. Like, what's the point of sexting then if you're just going to blow it anyway and be like, oh, that's what I was really doing? Because you'll never be able to sext again. Your partner will never trust that you were really enjoying it. And I think that, like...
Here's a funny question.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean...
No, please. Because I'm still thinking too, but I'm still stuck on don't tell the truth.
Here's a funny question. So then, are you telling, Alex, are you telling girl secret right now that that guys, is it now a hard and fast rule that we should never trust you when you say, hey, right now, I was thinking about you and I'm on the deck in my underoos? I can't. So we are we not to believe you moving forward? Is the proper response? You're lying.
No, I don't know. I feel like it should be trusted sometimes, but I just feel like 9 times out of 10, girls are just like watching TV when they're texting and like not actually doing anything.
I want to cry right now.
And it's chat shooty. I would love to be on a deck lounging, sexting, okay? But that's not like realistic. Most of the time, you're probably at work, you're busy, you're trying to set up a fantasy, you're trying to set the tone. You probably are watching television. And it probably is Judge Judy, because I hear that. But you're setting up a fantasy.
Then great. I'm on the couch watching Judge Judy. Also, I'm going to want pictures.
Of Judge Judy?
Whatever works. whatever we got to do. If you think that that's the best option right then that, yeah. I'm probably, if that's, and by you, I mean whoever's on the other end. with the For the record, my wife is like, my wife right now is going, none of this has ever happened. She's like, you need to understand none of this. So yeah, we're not like that. 702 and Alex is going, bro, I just wanted the Steven Sanchez ticket. I didn't know I was going to go through an inquisition.
Get grilled.
Yeah. So you got him.
Oh, perfect. That's so awesome.
Good work. You hear that sigh of relief that washed over her right there? Hang on 1 second. Steve, Jessica, Michelle, and Bridget's on the phone. Bridget's always, I don't want to say Bridget's the voice of reason for this show, but Bridget may very well be the voice of reason for this show. Everybody gets on, and we'll get your thoughts. So, yeah, don't you want to keep the fantasy a little bit? Do you have to tell the truth about everything? Come on.
Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Second stop on the Chet Buchanan Show. Justice for Reba World Tour happens today from 11 to 1. The Terribles at Stephanie and Paseo Verde. Get there. Here's what's crazy, too. Everybody got there early. There was folks waiting.
Oh, yeah.
When we got there, and literally from 11 to 11:45, 11:50.
We were hustling.
It was hectic.
Mm-hmm.
It was way hectic. Second hour, not as busy as the first, but steady.
Yeah.
But it was nice because then some folks stuck around and, you know, after the TV cameras were gone and all that kind of stuff. And then people stuck around. We just got to talk.
Yeah, it was
great. Little bit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, then some people still just come up and be like, yeah, hey, I'd go. I just have one question for you. What size and what color? Let's go. And they'd be like, what? Are these free?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if you want to donate, great. Do it on the website. We're not trying to collect money today.
No.
We're trying to spread awareness. And beyond that, that is up to you. So once again, Stephanie and Paseo Verde at the Terribles from 11 to 1 today. Stop number 2. On the Chet Buchanan Show, Justice for Reba World Tour. Relationship rehab. So she, Sarah's friend, she and her husband had been, you know, having naughty texts going back and forth.
Sure.
And then while they're having a couple of glasses of wine, she all of a sudden decides to just blurt out in front of everybody. Yeah, you know, when I send you that and I tell you I'm on the deck in my underwear or whatever. And she's like, yeah. I'm really in my spot watching Judge Judy.
Mm. Yeah.
And it hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he said he was embarrassed.
And embarrassed him. And well, that was Sarah's perception of it, was that he seemed to be embarrassed. And she used the term devastated.
Yeah, I would feel like that if my partner blurted that out.
So with all of this talk this week, and it's been an underlying thread the last couple of days on relationship rehab, and there is a school of thought that you have to tell the truth about everything.
Yeah.
And that if you don't come clean about everything, that it's lying, and lying is bad. Now, I agree, lying is bad, but sometimes, now, is this Big Steve or just regular Steve?
Regular Steve.
What up, regular Steve?
from now on, brother, every time you call, you got to say this is regular
Steve. Big Steve or regular Steve?
Say regular Steve. Well, Big Steve, and it was his birthday the other day. Big Steve has been part of the show for 2 decades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to see, because he's also a very smart one.
Sure.
I trust his opinion. Regular Steve, I have no doubt you know what you're doing. What do you think about this?
Lie to me. Spice it up.
Yep.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep. Spice don't got to tell the truth.
Yeah, good job, regular Steve.
Men love a good story. And make it good.
Well, and again, then do we go to enhancements of certain parts of the body? Do we go lip injections? What needs to be disclosed right away? Aren't you lying at that point? Push-up bra, that's the ultimate lie.
Okay, first of all.
You know I'm telling the truth. I know. Our girl Jessica, which, by the way, thank you for your message the other day. Jessica and her family came to Monday Night Football at Monte Carlo.
I love this story.
A number of years ago.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It was a long time ago. And I was just, like, thinking about it. I was like, every time I listen to you guys, I just remember that. Like, my dad was always like, oh, they're doing Monday Night Football. Let's go. And my dad was always talking to Chet and always, like, you know, having a good time. And I found the pictures. And that was back when I was 13. I'm 22 now. So it's been a long time.
Yes, so it seems weird that I'm talking to you when we're talking about your dad and your family and you being 13.
Oh my God.
It's weird that we're talking about
sexting.
Thank you. Thank you for not making me say
you.
It. Oh, so boy. I just want to know how uncomfortable this is for all of us.
How do you feel, Jessica?
Jess.
I feel all right. You know, we're all grown ups, so it don't matter to me.
That's right. Some of us more than others. I'm talking about you.
Yeah,
you're the mature one here. All right. So anyway, do you believe that you have to be on? You have to be honest and come clean about everything.
I do think that honesty is, like, very key in every relationship, because it's, like, at the end of the day, your partner's going to be the one that has your back, and that's not even with just the, like, sexting situation. It's just in any situation. And also, not to mention, like, you don't know maybe why your partner feels some type of way about lying. Some people might feel different than others, but sometimes you don't know what that person's been through, like, past traumas and things that they've been lied to about. So I really don't think that it's, like, something so small needs to be lied about, because at the end of the day, like, I get it, you want to create a fantasy and this and that. It was really on her that she kind of spilled it, like, to, like, tell them what was actually going on. But she could have still been watching the TV, doing whatever, and still sent, like, a spicy pic, or still done something regardless. Like, make Judge Judy, like, sensual in whatever way. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And especially if you're that comfortable with your partner, I don't think it should be a big issue. But at the end of the day, it's not something that should really be, like, lied about. Maybe it could be something that could be laughed about. So I think on the guy's part, he's a tripping a little bit, but I mean, it makes sense.
Okay, sis, I totally hear what you're saying. 100%.
I didn't see that coming, but I'm going to say I'm sorry in advance, Jessica.
No, because I love your response. But back to a point that Chet made, then what is actually the point of sexting? If you're going to tell the truth and be like, hey, by the way, when I told you I was on the deck, I wasn't, then maybe you just throw sexting out altogether, because you are creating a fantasy. That's the point.
That is the
and
basis
I don't
of
think
fantasy
it's lying.
Is it's not based in reality.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know that, but you don't have to disclose, like, I was really in my jammies with my footy
right.
socks.
But, like, that's like a case-by-case type of situation where, like, she, like, outed herself. So it's like, you could really, like, no girl's really going to be, like, doing all this extra stuff or whatever. You know, some might, some go all the way. But it's like you said earlier, that it's like, you could be doing whatever. You could be at work. You could be doing whatever. And then, like, still create the fantasy. But like I said, it was sure. like kind of like on her that she outed herself, because he didn't have to know all that. But it's like, at that point, like, he maybe shouldn't have been, like, tripping that she was being honest, because it's like, I see that in a relationship, being honest is, like, nice.
Okay.
And I don't think it's, like, the first nor the last that, like, they're going to be doing that. But then, yeah, he's going to be thinking, like, oh, she's lying to me or something. So yeah, it's yeah. like, you don't want that in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the best.
Yeah.
Love to the family. All right. See you later.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, because I want to get Bridget in here really quick. Bridget, set us straight.
Team, shut up. Sure, telling the truth is true, but it wasn't helpful. It wasn't kind. It wasn't respectful. There was no need for it. And you know what would have been, frankly, sexier than anything they said? Guess what I'm wearing.
Sure.
That way, the only person, he's lying to himself if he makes a story of her on the deck in the whatevers.
But, yeah. Hey, word to all the fellas. Let me give you a little advice right now. If she does say, guess what I'm wearing, don't go, oh, hell, I know you're on the couch watching Judge Judy in your sweats. Don't do that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey, yeah.
You know, every once in a while how there's a story and you go, this shouldn't shock me, but it does.
Every day.
A little bit. Recently, a study found that presenting people with facts after they've already engaged with fake news and made up their own mind doesn't undo the damage.
No.
Especially now in this highly charged political season.
I don't believe it.
That sounds like sarcasm coming from you. People can learn misconceptions pretty easily, it says here, and there's no shortage of that online. Study participants who learned fake information about water were not swayed when presented with real facts. No, I read it online that water isn't wet, or, you know, whatever it was.
Of course.
And they're like, no, really, it's wet.
Oh, my God.
Do your research.
The passion for water. I see it every single day. Facts presented. Nobody cares.
Yeah, this means educators could consider addressing common misconceptions instead of trying to correct misinformation after students have already learned it. So you know what I mean? Like, talk it through.
Yeah.
Try and just get you to make up your own mind. But holy... And by the way, can I just say this? If you're posting about politics online, no one likes you. And you're not going to change anybody's mind. It just shows that you can't contain yourself. That's all it is.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Do you cuss out Alexa or Siri or chatbots?
No, but I would if I had to. Is she bothering you, Chet?
They ask people how polite they are when they're talking to AI. Like, do you say please and thank you, or do you just boss Alexa? Alexa, try it. Effing lights.
Yeah, I do. I think I'm a little bossy.
2 in 5 believe that politeness matters when you're talking to Alexa or Siri or in a chat or whatever, because someday our past behavior towards AI will somehow this goes into your permanent record.
Oh, you know what I swear to God, we're living in a Black Mirror episode. I think this actually was a Black Mirror episode. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Oh, my God.
So it's like, be nice to Alexa now, or she will destroy you later when Skynet takes over and the robots start walking the Earth.
Yeah. She's like, I remember that day on June 23rd.
Yeah, when you yelled at me because I didn't turn the lights on right away.
Yeah, and it hurt me.
Here's my thing. In a chat, I'm careful only because right about the time that you think you're talking to AI is right about the time that it's a real person.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm sorry, dude. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So, yeah, 44% say that they're polite, say things like please, thank you, and hello. Another 25%, they're more to the point, but not rude. I'm probably more to the point. I don't feel the need. In fact, it's quite annoying to me when you're at a customer service chat.
Yeah.
And they're like, how was your day today? Get out of my business.
I know. We got limited time, babe. Just let me pay my phone bill and move on.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. And I know that quite often you think, I wonder if that animal farts. Yes, I do.
Honestly,
hyenas,
I do.
Manatees, dogs, bobcats, and American cockroaches. Yes.
American cockroaches fart.
Oh, yeah. There are some fish like herring. You ready for this?
Yeah.
That use that move to communicate. That's how they talk. Some would say there are some married couples like that.
I was going to say, my brother.
Most birds do not. Neither do most amphibians, including frogs. Bats do not, possibly because they digest their food too quickly. Neither do sloths. They digest really slowly. And their gut microbiome does produce methane.
Oh, good, they've got.
But that is absorbed and breathed out, as opposed to fire in the hole. You know, literally.
Good to know.
One of the toughest things. Were you ever on the committee that was that had to put on the prom?
I didn't get to ever go to prom.
What?
I've never been to prom. This actually makes me really sad.
I smell a promotion. That's another story for another time next spring. Stay tuned to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh,
it's an oldie, but a goodie. All right. But anyway, we'll get to that. One of the toughest things, truly, for anything, if you're getting married, putting on prom, whatever, finding the venue. One time, they had it at the White House. It was the Holton Arms School's prom in 1975. Gerald Ford was president. His daughter was a senior in high school. Oh, and she and her boyfriend broke up right beforehand.
No.
I know. High school drama. Delicious. The idea of detectives using magnifying glasses actually came from Sherlock Holmes. He used one in the book, A Study in Scarlet, in 1887. And everybody went, oh, that must be what detectives do.
Yeah, but it makes sense. It's helpful.
And Samuel Morse, the guy who invented Morse code, really wanted to be an artist. He only got into electromagnetics. Remember when we were talking about stuff that you don't understand?
Yeah.
How, when they tap on that thing, does it go? I guess I get it through the wires, I suppose, but I don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't.
How that all works. Samuel Morse only got into electromagnetics in his 40s once he finally declared his art career a flop. Fail in one place. Be legendary.
Yeah, that's incredible, actually.
Never too late. Go have an amazing day. We will see you at Paseo Verde and Stephanie at the Terribles from 11 to 1. The Justice for Reba World Tour. Stop number 2 with the Chet Buchanan Show. And you can find out more by following me on social at Chet. I finally took the plunge. There is a TikTok. There's nothing there. But yes, all, so not Snapchat. I'm not doing that. But everything else besides Snapchat.
All right. Chet Buchanan.
Yes. Is there a Kale You See TikTok? There should be.
Not that I know of.
Well, there should be one at 985 Kale You See. Don't go steal the handle. We're not going to buy it from you. But everywhere else at 985 Kale
You
See.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out any episodes of the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Did you hear that? Chet Buchanan Show podcast on demand. To consume it however you wish.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you later at Fontainebleau.
Yeah, of course you will. I was about to say, and you can consume her however you wish, but I thought there would be those who would take that wrong.
Thank you.
And poorly.
Thank you.
All right, so once again, Stephanie and Paseo Verde, today from 11 to 1, and other than that, we will see you tomorrow. East Side, we're headed your way tomorrow on the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. And I know that quite often you think, huh, I wonder if that animal farts.
Yes, I do.
Honestly,
hyenas,
I do.
Manatees, dogs, bobcats, and American cockroaches. Yes.
American cockroaches fart.
Oh, yeah. There are some fish like herring, you ready for this?
Yeah.
That use that move to communicate. That's how they talk. Some would say there are some married couples like that.
I was going to say, my brother.
Most birds do not. Neither do most amphibians, including frogs. Bats do not, possibly because they digest their food too quickly. Neither do sloths. They digest really slowly. And their gut microbiome does produce methane.
Oh, good. They've got.
But that is absorbed and breathed out, as opposed to fire in the hole. You know, literally.
Good to know.
One of the toughest things. Were you ever on the committee that was that had to put on the prom?
I didn't get to ever go to prom.
What?
I've never been to prom. This actually makes me really sad.
I smell a promotion. That's another story for another time next spring. Stay tuned to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Come on.
It's an oldie but a goodie. All right, but anyway, we'll get to that. One of the toughest things, truly, for anything, if you're getting married, putting on prom, whatever, finding the venue. One time, they had it at the White House. It was the Holton Arms School's prom. In 1975, Gerald Ford was president. His daughter was a senior in high school. Oh, and she and her boyfriend broke up right beforehand.
No.
I know. High school drama. Delicious. The idea of detectives using magnifying glasses actually came from Sherlock Holmes. He used one in the book, A Study in Scarlet, in 1887. And everybody went, oh, that must be what detectives do.
Yeah, but it makes sense. It's helpful.
And Samuel Morse, the guy who invented Morse code, really wanted to be an artist. He only got into electromagnetics. Remember when we were talking about stuff that you don't understand?
Yeah.
How, when they tap on that thing, does it go? I guess I get it through the wires, I suppose, but I don't really get it.
Yeah, I don't.
How that all works. Samuel Morse only got into electromagnetics in his 40s once he finally declared his art career a flop. Fail in one place, be legendary.
Yeah, that's incredible, actually.
Never too late. Go have an amazing day. We will see you at Paseo Verde and Stephanie at the Terribles from 11 to 1. The Justice for Reba World Tour. Stop number 2 with the Chet Buchanan Show. And you can find out more by following me on social at Chet. I finally took the plunge. There is a TikTok. There's nothing there, but yes, not Snapchat. I'm not doing that. But everything else besides Snapchat.
All right. Chet Buchanan.
Yes. Is there a KLUC TikTok? There should be.
Not that I know of.
Well, there should be one at 985KLUC. Don't go steal the handle. We're not going to buy it from you. But everywhere else at 985KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out any episodes of the Chet Buchanan Show and the Unlikely Podcast on that free Odyssey app.
Did you hear that? Chet Buchanan Show podcast on demand. Consume it however you wish.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And I'll see you later at Fontainebleau.
Yeah, of course you will. I was about to say, and you can consume her however you wish, but I thought there would be those who would take that wrong.
Thank you.
And poorly.
Thank you.
All right, so once again, Stephanie and Paseo Verde, today from 11 to 1. And other than that, we will see you tomorrow. East Side, we're headed your way tomorrow on the Chet Buchanan Show Justice for Reba World Tour. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.